The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Gospels this week, although they're taken from the Gospel of John before Jesus, you know, betrayal and crucifixion and death, yet they fit so much, so well, as we prepare to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, when we celebrate Jesus' return to the Father. But when Jesus returns to the Father, he doesn't leave us abandoned here. He gives us two ways where we'll still keep in connection with him, we'll keep connected to him. And the first way is that of love. He says, just as he loves the Father, now the Father loves us because we have loved Jesus. And the love that Jesus is talking about is not just, you know, kind of feeling love that we feel we love Jesus or we say we love Jesus, but the love that he showed us, especially in through his Paschal mystery, through his death and resurrection, a love that's expressed in obedience to God's will. Jesus so loved the Father that he was willing to accept death on the cross. That's the love that Jesus is talking about, accepting the will of the Father. Because that love is expressed in our trust in God the Father and what's his will for us. God knows what's best for us. God knows the whole story, the past, the present, the future. We don't. And if we truly love God, then we trust in his will for us. But how do we find the will of God for us? That's the other way, the second way that we keep connected with Jesus, and that's through prayer. See, Jesus says, like, anything you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. I know there's many things I ask the Father in the name of Jesus or ask Jesus and I didn't get. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. But asking in the name of Jesus does not mean just say, well, ask whatever we want to and say, well, I'm asking this in the name of Jesus. Asking in the name of Jesus is to ask what Jesus asked for. And what Jesus always asks for is for that love, for that unity. That's what matters. That's what not just transforms us so that one day we too will be like Jesus, ascend to our Father, but will transform the world that we live in now. The whole message of Christ, that love is the greatest power that we have, that love conquers everything, that transforms hearts, that brings life from death. When we ask in the name of Jesus, we're asking to live the commandment of love that Jesus gave us. And God will always answer those prayers. Because God is love. That's how we remain united with Christ, who tomorrow will celebrate his ascension into heaven. Every time we seek to do the will of God, every time we pray to know the will of God and to be able to do it, every time we do loving acts, whether towards God or towards our sisters and brothers, we are in union with Jesus and the Father, because that love is the Holy Spirit, the bond that unites Father and Son and unites us with the Father and the Son through that love. So as we prepare to celebrate Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, let us pray that we can grow in love. And maybe each one of us have one area, you know, that we need to grow in love more, that's different from one person to another. Or maybe if you're not sure how you can grow in love, pray for it. Ask the Father to reveal to him his will for you. How does he want you to be more loving? What is going on in your life now that you're dealing with that God wants you to do his will, to love as he loved us? That's what Jesus is telling us when we ask anything in his name, that we grow in love for God and for our brothers and sisters.